probably, I don't know, a little less than a week ago.
Probably got it here.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link gland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile.
What kind of song are you going to sing me?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you sing okay. Right into that mic, okay?
Okay,
that's
then.
That's a special
you
mic.
Go ahead and sing, okay? We'll
here
listen
is
to you.
Bobby Joe Carter, everybody.
Though a dear female deer ray, a drop of golden sun, may a name I call myself, for I don't know what you run. So when you're pulling thread, none, don't you follow some. Dear, drink a gem and bread.
It was about a year and a half ago, I guess, when we's in the city for a convention where they's gonna show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time, and I got me some to eat quick-like and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking, and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle, nor banjo, nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside. And he says, "Friend, come on in." I says, "I believe I will." Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, "In that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm." Well, friends, I walked inside and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. They was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering, and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the scampiest little things, and I don't know what all. Then I looked up and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high-heel boots. She was. Now she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly-like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over, and I says to the fella next to me, I says, "Where have I stumbled upon?" I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out his mouth, and he pats me on the back, and he says, "Friend, have a lap dance." So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, that'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30, and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I best be getting on. Now, I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals, who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Three little fishes in an itty-bitty pool.
The meadow in the itty bitty pool swam the three little fishes and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can, and the swim, swim, swim right over the dam.
Down in the muddy little itty bitty pool swam three little fishes and mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can, and you swim and you swim right over the dam.
Poop, poop, did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. And he swam and he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went out on a spree. And they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you get washed. But the three little fishy didn't want to be washed. The three little fishy went off on a spree. He swam and he swam right out to the sea.
Poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, whip. Poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle.
Swim and he swim out to the sea. We yell the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We yell the little fishies, what the fun. So swim in the sea till the day is done. And they swam and they swam and there was a wark.
The water
suddenly saw a shark.
Poop, poop, skiddly-did. Poop, poop, skiddly-did. Poop, poop, skiddly-did. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Help, cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam and they swam to the dam all day.
Boo, 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 boodle rack-a-sacky, boo, boo, boo. Wreck
a sacky,
poop, 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 and they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us for seafood, mama.
Three little fishies in an itty bitty pool.
Sully, Jenny, Disco Bibble, and Boopy Doopy Doop, Babbitt.
Down in the meadow in the itty bitty poo swam the three little fishes and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can, and the swim, swim, swim right over the dam.
Down in the muddy little itty bitty pool swam three little fishes and mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can, and you swim and you swim
what'em, chew. Poop, poop, diddum, dot'em, what'em, chew. Poop, poop, diddum, dot'em, what'em, chew. And he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went out on a spree, and they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you did wash. But the three little fishes didn't want to be washed. The three little fishes went off on a spree. He swam and he swam right out to the sea.
Poop, poo, riddle, diddle, dazzle, blip. Poop, poo, riddle, diddle, dazzle, blip. Poop, poo, riddle, diddle, dazzle, blip. And he swam out to the sea.
Yelled the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We are the little fishies, what the fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. And they swam and they swam and it was a walk. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Help, cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And they swam and they swam to the dam all day.
Poo, 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 poodle, racky-sacky, poo, poo, poo. Poop, 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 and they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us, poor seafood mama.
Well, she said she's gonna quit me if I didn't quit the booze. Started drinking more to see if she would really choose. And I'll have to hand it to that girl, she meant every breath. And I'm glad she did, 'cause I was about to drink myself to death. Because my drink problem left today. Looks like off the bottle now is where I'm gonna stay. Because my drink a problem left today.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to The Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
As randomly it falls to pieces, it doesn't really go away, just gets a bit less every day, feels entropic as the heat decreases. I pick out the urchin spines, you get back on your many crosses. I think that April's cruel, but there's something destructive in the air. After summer we can count the losses. It's bittersweet without the sweet, honey from the rock without the honey. Was never absolutely clean, never really loves young dream. A pair of fairly fucked up bunnies, I could come to you tonight. Hold your hands and feel the world unravel. So tired of everything we know. See how the cliches flock like crows. Pretty soon we're back to flint and gravel, back to wrangling in the bar, raking through some existential drivel. It was grudgingly sublime, or possibly a waste of time. We sit back and watch the roses shrivel. It's bittersweet without the sweet, honey from the rock without the honey. An unedifying scene, both ridiculous and mean. Seems the pessimists were on the money. Say that we have learned some lessons. Was just a bloody mess that I will not attempt to dignify. Consistent with our first impressions, just bittersweet without the sweet, bittersweet without the sweet, just bittersweet without the sweet.
our next guest is a fine singer. Let's bring him out. Jimmy Swatzman, right? Here he is. Jimmy Swatzman.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting. No use forbidding some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret.
You know, I like to let the audience know. I like to let him know that he had no idea what he was going to sing today, right? He had no idea whatsoever. He just came out. That's a trooper for you, too. Have you been singing long, Jim?
Well, yeah, I guess I've liked 11 years.
11 years? That's quite a while. How old are you?
Well, I'm 19.
19. Well, you got a long way to go, yeah. The stairway to stardom, you know. You got to study hard.
It's
exciting.
Yeah.
You taking any lessons from anybody? Vocal lessons?
Not now. Not right now.
Uh-huh. But you do want to pursue this career.
Yeah. Well, I also want to pursue being a musical actor.
Have you done any shows or anything?
Yes, since I was 12 years old. Hello, Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof,
oh,
Guys
really?
And Dolls.
That's quite a resume, yeah. Well, good luck to you. This is Jimmy Swatzman, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It was feasting time at the mortuary. All the corpses were gathered there. Some were proud in their elegant shrouds. And some were cold and bare. When do we eat? Asked the gaunt one fair, as she smiled with a vacant stare. When the moon is high in a cloudless sky, said a skeleton standing there. I'd like some heart to set a miser old, 'cause my wife had a heart of gold. You eat liver, you Indian giver, for her body you have sold. I love liver, cried a witch in a jitter, as she combed the bats from her hair. There's enough for all, said a vampire tall, on a dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat, as he held his head in his hands. And I lost my head in the vampire's bed in Vegas at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby. He heaved the most unearthly sigh. He talked like a corpse with a broken head. I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush. Scream the witch, why don't you hush? A hippo stew is our delight. We'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in a casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said. I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moan disgust. This eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through through and through. So give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screams the monster tall. Just a bunch of deadbeats, all. We must not fight, here comes the light. We'll have to feast tomorrow night.
Thank you. everybody knows. Well, they call him Batman. He's our hero. He's our hero. He's our hero. He's our hero. He's brave and courageous, and he's no nobody's fool. He keeps his head when some other cats may blow their cool.
Gentlemen, this is your roving reporter. We're standing just outside the Batcave now, and we're going to try to get an interview with the fabulous Batman. Here he comes now. We'll try and flag him down. Say, hold it there. Hold it, Batman. Could you hold it a second? You'll have to back up a little bit, Batman. That mic won't reach exactly. I wonder if you could say a few words to our many listeners out there in Batland. Just speak right into the bat mic here. Hi out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with three deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on my way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck.
Sorry about that, listeners.
He's an our hero. He's an our hero. He's an our hero. He's an our hero. He's an our hero.
Here he come now. There he goes.
This ain't got octane, it swings with performance. You don't need a hero, you don't need any myth. What you need is some action, so get a load of this. You don't want to be mediocre, and not just run-of-the-mill. Some computer hacking joker, baby, grab that thrill. Octane, we're gonna rock-tane. This thing called octane, it swings with performance. Octane competition is in shocktane. This thing called octane, it swings with performance. Taking a vacation? No, no, I don't think so. You gotta make it happen, you gotta make that dough. So take it to the limit, filler up and get strapped in. Put the pedal to the metal and ignite the power within. Octane, we're gonna rocktane. This thing called octane, it swings with performance. Octane, don't shame. and it swings with performance.
Ignite me.
Octane, we're gonna rock Dane. This ain't got octane, it swings with performance. Octane, knock you off your block, Dane.
You're listening to Radio Valencia, the radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes. We call a snake.